Exclusive, Marsha Blackburn, Joe Biden has paroled roughly 2 million migrants. By Hannah Knudsen on April 10, 2024. President Joe Biden has paroled roughly 2 million migrants since 2022 via his humanitarian parole program. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, detailing the dangers that come with Biden's open border policies. Blackburn detailed her recent trip to the southern border and praised the accomplishments of Texas, which has taken the lead in securing the border. "I've got legislation that would give local governments and state governments the ability to secure their border when the federal government does not. And so Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety, and Brandon Judd from the Border Patrol Union invited me to come back down," she said, explaining that the measures they have taken have reduced illegal immigration in Eagle Pass, just by putting barriers up. "It has gone from several thousand a week to about 12 people a day," she said. Blackburn also pointed to the contrast between the Biden administration and the Trump administration, noting that Biden is suing Texas, whereas former President Donald Trump would be sending the state reinforcements to better secure the border. "This is the difference between these administrations," she said before discussing the parole program, which sees the U.S. flying migrants into American cities without even alerting local officials. "That is actually the parole program, and if you go back to 1983 and look at the different presidents and how many people they have granted parole each year, Obama and Trump both paroled about 5,600 people per year into the U.S. In 2022 alone, Biden paroled 800,000 people. And that figure jumped to 1.2 million the following year, according to Blackburn. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, April 10, 2024. Now, what he does, Mike, when he gives them parole status, is they get benefits, and they get a work visa. And that's why you have these illegal aliens that are now delivering for Uber and DoorDash and people of that nature. "It is unsafe for a people," she said, noting that these individuals are using fake names. "It is dangerous," she added, "for companies to hire these individuals. I actually have a letter in process that other senators are signing on to send questions to these delivery companies about using these illegal aliens, many of them criminal illegal aliens, and using them for employment in the U.S. and thereby endangering the public," Blackburn concluded. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.